You're listening to a music podcast from St. Benedict's Table, created for a time like this. I'm your host, Jamie Howison. This week we feature two songs by Byron O'Donnell. Now, even for St. Ben's people, that may not be a name particularly familiar to you. See, the thing is, Byron only kept company with us for about, 6 months, and that was some 15 years ago. But he's remained connected virtually online and through friendship. Byron is an incredibly gifted songwriter, musician. He was a fixture in the Winnipeg country music scene through the 80s, 90s, leading his own band, the Byron O'Donnell Band, playing as a sideman in any number of other units with some of the best of the best in Winnipeg's scene. He is a great songwriter and, frankly, one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. He arrived at St. Ben's following a really low point in his life. You see, he lived pretty hard in that world of country music, almost conforming to the stereotype of the rugged and ragged country music troubadour. He'd hit a low point, wasn't sure what was next. All that lifestyle had taken too much of a toll, feeling pretty deep despair. And then, out of nowhere, Jesus appeared. This Jesus who his friends Steve Bell and Larry Campbell had been following for years became present to him, woke him up, began to turn him around. So he settled in a little house outside of Winnipeg where he was serving as a caretaker for an aging gentleman who needed care, needed somebody in the house with him. And Sunday after Sunday, he'd drive into church and join with us. And he had just such light and life in his eyes. But to give you a sense of who he is, I remember so well being out in the yard after our liturgy was done, people visiting, and Byron came over and he said, "Jamie, you know why I liked having the boys in the band with me?" The boys, meaning Steve Bell and Larry Campbell, two great musicians, great vocalists, and I was going to say something like, "Well, you can't get much better than Steve and Larry." He didn't even give me time to reply. He said, "Because every country band can only have one drunken jerk, and I was it." And jerk wasn't actually the word he used. Well, after about 6 months of keeping company with us, Byron decided it was time to get away from this part of the world. He needed to leave the area, head back to Dryden, Ontario, a town, well, that's his roots. And so he packed off, it was 4 hours east along Highway Number 1 into northwestern Ontario, to a little mill town where he settled himself in a room. And he kept in touch. Regular emails, comments on things on the website, phone calls. He was a long way away, but in other ways he didn't feel that far away. And you know, over the years there's been a number of road trips down that highway with Larry Campbell and Steve Bell and another friend of ours from time to time, sometimes Byron's son. Down for 4 hours, visit, back for 4 hours, and it's one of the best days of the year. And he continued to write at a portable keyboard in the room. He produced these recordings. One of those songs is Beautiful Mercy, and it'll be the first one that we hear. This is, again, I mean, just a live off the floor in his room on that keyboard version, and it's got great charm. It speaks to his experience of being met by Jesus, turned around, and soaked in that beautiful mercy. We included it on our 2009 CD, Beautiful Mercy, that accompanied our Book of Hours project. Actually gave the whole project its name. You couldn't get a much better name than Beautiful Mercy. And then that same year, 2009, in which that project was published, Byron called me and said, "Jamie, I want to be baptized." He'd made some connections with different church communities in Dryden, but he really wanted to be baptized back at St. Ben's, sort of his first church home. So I began long-distance baptismal preparation. I'd send him books, send him emails. Larry Campbell and I took that long drive down the number one highway, 4 hours each way, to meet Byron, take him for lunch, talk through things, look at the text of the liturgy, help him get his mind and his heart around the significance of that baptismal liturgy. It was probably the most rewarding, most delightful, and most unusual kind of baptism prep I've ever done. And then on a cold January night in 2010, into the city he came for his baptism. That night there was two of them being baptized. A little newborn baby and Byron. He came up to me right before the liturgy began. And he said, "Isn't this something? A beautiful newborn baby and a grizzled old sinner baptized on the same night. Doesn't that say something about our God?" And doesn't it indeed? This is Byron O'Donnell, Beautiful Mercy, recorded from his room in Dryden, Ontario.
At the end of the evening, when I'm down on my knees, I speak to my Savior. He listens to me, and this beautiful mercy gives me all that I need. And that's the heart of the matter between Jesus and me. In the cool of the morning, before the sun hits a stride, while the light is still gathering, before the night finally hides, in this beautiful mercy that allows me to see, is the heart of the matter between Jesus and me. Beautiful mercy, beautiful me. Like the edge of big water, this whole world seems to be constantly in transition, like the sand and the sea. And this beautiful mercy that continues to be is the heart of the matter between Jesus and me. Beautiful mercy, beautiful me. Beautiful.
Now I'd like to play for you another song, this one written by Byron O'Donnell with Brian Wakelin and recorded by Steve Bell on his Devotion album from 2008. The whole album was meant to be prayerful, devotional, trying to capture something of what music does in the liturgy and translate it to recorded form. Now, the Devotion album was produced by Roy Salmond, who actually adds ukulele, accordion, percussion, background vocals to Steve's acoustic guitar and lead vocals. He will know.
When your heart is in despair, He will know. When you feel beyond repair, He will know. He will know. He will know. When your night is filled with fear, He is near. When your day is filled with tears, He will hear. He will hear. He will When this world leaves you behind, He will know. When it all seems so unkind, He will know.
You've been listening to a music podcast from St. Benedict's Table, this week featuring two songs from the singer-songwriter Byron O'Donnell. It's been a pleasure to share this work with you. Would love to have you check in to the show notes, make the links to the website where you can read the lyrics, see a photograph or two, dig a little bit deeper into this music. We've been creating these during this time of pandemic as something of a lift, a little bit of light, a gift from musicians connected to our community, to all of you. I'm your host, Jamie Howison. Thanks for listening.